welcome to Focus on Business. I'm your host, Lee Strickland. On today's program, we're going to talk about business plans. What are they? How are they used? Who needs them? And I'm going to argue every business needs a business plan. Depends on the scale and the purpose, but from the most basic back of the envelope type business plan to a complex business plan that can take us out into the marketplace to sell our business, to get investors, to guide us through how to best to start, run, and grow our business. Business plans are communication tools. Business plans are used to convey our vision for what our business is, what it's going to become, and how we intend to get there. Taking our vision and selecting a strategy, giving us tactics, spelling out the results we want to get, that's what a business plan does. And it's really important that we understand that. If we're working as an individual or with team members, partners, co-owners, managers, employees, a business plan enables us to go through a process that puts us all on the same page, that helps us iron out the differences in perception, in practices, in how we're going to do something. Often, there are differences in how we see the business that we're creating between what we think it's going to be and, say, what our business partner thinks it's going to be. There's also differences in how we see the business internally versus how our customers, our vendors, potential investors are going to see the business. So goal one of a business plan is to make sure that everyone understands who, what, why, how much, where, all those questions that need to be answered about the business and finding those questions, and more importantly, arriving at the answers that are important to your business and only your business. No two businesses will ever be the same. Developing a business plan is key to success. It conveys the ability of an organization to achieve its maximum result. It takes us to that next level of capability. It enables us to see what success looks like and the steps we want to take to get there. It lets us know who we need and what we need them to do. It helps us clarify before we spend money on the next project, before we open our doors. It helps us put a structure and a face and a plan together that tells ourselves, our team, our community, the stakeholders, that customer, how we're going to deliver the goods to them, the goods that we're promising. A business plan is about clarity, and I can't say that too frequently. It focuses us. It drives us to get down to the common denominators, and in this case, not the least common denominator, but the biggest, the most important denominators in our business. It makes us stand out from the competition. We know that we can't serve every customer with our business. That's like trying to serve multiple masters. But we can serve a segment of the marketplace that will be our sweet spot, our niche for the type of customer we're best suited to serve. Now, one of the mistakes I see in developing business plans or hearing people talk about business plans and present their plan for their business out in the marketplace to investors, to bankers, is it like the whole world is our oyster and we're going to go after every customer out there? Because we see every person in the marketplace, every person in the world is potentially a customer for us. Well, I guess in theory that's true. But not every customer that you see out there, every potential customer, is going to be a true customer for you, a good customer for you, a value-producing customer for you. And the reality is, for most businesses, okay, I'm going to say it, for all businesses, no matter our size, small or gigantic, local or international, We are not capable of serving every person in the world and doing it effectively. When there is a clear vision of who your business serves, and you focus in on that customer, that potential customer, and the problem that you're going to solve for them, or that need you're going to fill, that way you're going to change their life, then that enables you and your business, your team, your resources to be focused in on that person, that potential customer, that potential business. And it enables you to set priorities of activities, of how you're going to assign the scarce resources you have, you know, the cash, the time, the effort, the equipment, the people. Those are scarce. And if you have them spread out trying to serve everybody at once, you're not going to be doing it very well. And you're not going to have satisfied customers. So the most important aspect, the starting point for your business and your business plan, is a clear vision of your organization, your team, and most importantly, your customer and the need they have, the problem they have. That needs to be woven through the fabric of your business and through your decision-making process. And you have to make decisions. The world may be your oyster, but you're looking for the pearl in the oyster. And the pearl in that oyster is the customer that you can serve best. And if you get in front of a room and say, everybody in the world could be my customer, the whole universe, I serve them. But if I only get 1% of the market, then we're going to be multi-billionaires in 2 years. Get real. Get realistic. And understand that you can't go from zero to serving billions in a year or 2 years. No matter what business you're in, success does not come overnight. So understand your business, your customer, and the marketplace. That's where your business plan starts. It gets you honest with yourself and your team. And have the discussions on paper before you're out there and you're spending money and you're quickly realizing, well, we're running out of money, we're running out of time, and we're not getting anywhere. Execution and the ability to successfully deliver with limited resources. And regardless of the size of your business, every business has limited resources. You're just moving a decimal point. But if you're a multi-billion dollar company with millions of dollars in the bank, in a lot of ways, it's the same as a local company with $100,000 in sales and a few thousand dollars in the bank. The decimal places move around, yes. But because the scale is different, doesn't mean the problems are different or the challenges. So an organization that can distinguish itself early and understand the ability to identify strategies that are possible and strategies that are probable, strategies that you're able to deliver on, that stretch you but don't break you, is important. So a business plan, first and foremost, is a process about understanding you and your business. It's about developing a self-awareness about what you're good at and what you're not good at who you can best serve and who you should leave on the table and walk away from as a customer. Walk away from a potential customer, you're thinking. Yes, not all customers are created equal. And if you're serving a customer that you're not the best organization to serve it, if you're trying to solve a problem that you have no clue how to solve or fit your product or service to address a need that it was not intended to address, then you're going to be wasting time and money and people and creating dissatisfied customer out there. And when the customer that you should have been serving walks in the door, you're going to be too busy with the customer you shouldn't have accepted. So a business plan enables us to focus in on what we should be doing at various stages of development. It's business development, It's looking at existing resources. It's looking at your skills and your abilities, the talent of your people. It's looking at your structural capability. And it's looking at the capacity of your business. And it's looking at it in a timeline of where do you stand right now? And where do you want to be next year? And the next year? And 3 years from now? And 4 years from now? And 5 years from now? And to have a broad goal of where are you going to be 10 years from now? You see, when we have goals, it aligns us and it lets us know what we're supposed to be working for and what the activities that we're supposed to be engaging in are. Because not all activities are productive activities. Not all activities will take us towards our goals. So a business plan enables us to build a business infrastructure, to know its cost, to know its capacity, its scalability, its ability to serve the customer. And it also enables us to know where we're at today versus where we should ideally be to become that company, that business, that success story that we want to be in 2 years, in 3 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. So the structure of your organization today is where you're at. That's where you're starting from. But it's unlikely to be the structure, the team, the resources, the how and the why and the how much that your business needs to be a year from now or the year after that. Because as our business grows, we grow. We need more people. We need different skill sets. We need a lot more of different things. So when we're doing a business plan, we're finding out who we are and who we want to become. In fact, a business plan is a process. It's not about the document. And I want to say that over and over, so I'm going to right now. A business plan is not about the document you produce so much as the answers to key questions that you arrive at. What's the purpose of your business plan? Are you just starting a business? Well, a business plan for a startup is going to enable you to use your limited resources to the most effective use, to get the most results, and to move you that much faster and more efficiently toward your goal. Have you been around 3 years or 5 years and you have your technology and you've been developing it in a lab or in your garage? And now it's time to take it to the marketplace. And so you need funding to commercialize your products. Then that business plan is going to be the communication instrument that tells potential investors, that tells the banker that you know what you're doing. It tells them where you've been, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. It lets them know the risks, and it lets them know the opportunities. It lets them know about your team. Oh, your team? That's really who people invest in, the team. Because the team determines whether that plan is going to happen on time, within the financial resources that are available, and if the vision is shared, if everyone's passionate about that vision. So again, a business plan is your best foot forward, your communication tool to potential stakeholders. A business plan can also be a growth plan. You've been a successful business for the past 3 to 5 years, and you're finding that you think, well, maybe I could have been more successful in these past 3 to 5 years. Or maybe you've been around 7 to 10 years and you keep getting stuck. You can't get past that $3 million mark or that $5 million mark in revenue. And, you know, every time you grow, your profits don't grow proportionally. And you start feeling a cash crunch. Well, a business plan can help you work out why that is and how to get past those obstacles. It can help you understand the timing of the resources coming in, how you use them, and how the use of those resources generate new resources to come in. That cash flow that you need to grow. So it's important that you take the time to sit down, just you and your a quiet spot, in your office, in your home, or you and your team, and think through just what business are you in and what business do you want to become. And work through that process, define it, hone it, and understand it. Because the more you know about who you want to be and who you want to become, the faster and clearer that path will be to that goal. And we'll be right back. I want you to listen to a few PSAs and our thanks to our underwriters.
Hey. Hey. Up every morning just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down.
Focus on Business would like to thank our Golden Voice sponsor, The Force Firm, providing sophisticated legal counsel with customized solutions to meet your organization's needs. Full-service corporate legal resources focused on the lawyer-client relationship. Learn more about The Force Firm at www.forestfirm.com. Focus on Business would like to thank IWP Photography and Video. They capture the important moments of your life, specializing in events, weddings, and more. For more information, visit IWP Photography's website at www.iwcomfm. And Focus on Business are pleased to support Make-A-Wish of Eastern North Carolina. You can support Make-A-Wish of Eastern North Carolina by volunteering your time, donating a one-time or recurring gift, or giving through your workplace. You can also participate in fundraising events. For more information about Make-A-Wish of Eastern North Carolina, visit their website at www.eastnc.wish.org or call. Well, before that break, we were talking about business plans and developing self-awareness. And I want to jump off from that point. Self-awareness means that you're able to identify the alternatives and evaluate those alternatives in terms of who you are and what you do. In fact, self-awareness is probably the most important outcome of a business plan, because a business plan requires all levels of your team and your organization to be engaged in that process of identification and quantification of your existing resources, planned and projected resource demands, and the availability of those resources. I remember being in large corporations and even the small businesses, and the successful years were those in which we had an open dialogue with all levels of the organization about what was going on, how we had been using resources, the effect of the use of those resources towards generating revenue, profits, and cash flow, and what needed to happen in the upcoming year to maintain our capacity, to scale up the business to do more, serve more customers, to maintain our profitability while we were scaling up, and to understand the best use of those resources against the alternatives that we had for investing them. Not all projects and not all opportunities are created equal. And the people in the front lines of your business, that may be you if you're a small business, but as you grow larger, those people dealing every day with your customers that are answering the phones, that are doing your accounting, every aspect of your organization has to be part of that business planning process, because the sales guys know things that the operations guys don't. The operations guys know things that accounting doesn't. And so each part of the organization brings their view, their filter, their lenses at seeing your business and how it operates and how it comes together. So the definition and the analytical process of the business plan must be focused on developing a realistic view of your existing business, the successes, the failures, the opportunities, the challenges, what you've learned, what you've developed, what you've done well, and things that kind of bit you in the, well, you know. You want to look at your market. You want to look at your competition. You want to look at all the operational elements, the people, the processes, and the systems, and know how they come together to be successful in serving the customer. You want to have a good idea, a good understanding of how the customer views your business and its capabilities. What do they think about you? And how can you get more customers that think well of you, that buy from you, and that will grow with you? Understand, in order to grow, an organization has to determine how it will grow, how much capital it will take to get that growth, and how that growth will impact the infrastructure, the people, and the processes you have in place. One business plan I was working on with a client was a retail business plan, and they were talking about expanding into a second location. The first one was going really well. But what they didn't understand is that by opening a second location, that wasn't simply just taking a cookie cutter of the first one and putting a second one in place. Yes, there were common elements, and the appearance, the size, the products, yes, that would be the same. Staff would, of course, be different. The hours would be different. The location was different. The market for customers around the area was different. And the bigger difference for them was that the impact of having a second location and managing two locations was going to have on how they did business, how the president of the company looked at things, how they hired store managers, how they did everything was doubled in some ways. And in others, it had to change the very essence of how they manage their business. So understanding that growth changes the nature of how you manage your business is as critical, or perhaps more critical, than understanding how you scale up to serve the customer. Because if you can't keep the back office straight, then you're not going to be serving the customer well. Increasing production, more prospecting, closing more customers, all those activities that go on, invoicing, collecting money, your banking, all of that becomes more complex with the more locations you have, with the larger your organization grows, with the more product lines you carry, with the more technology platforms you have. Everything that becomes more complex requires you to understand a different way of managing your business, and that takes a plan. Now, people can be successful with what I would consider an ad hoc way of running their business without a plan. And I've met with many companies over the years that have been successful without a plan. But when you start breaking down their numbers and looking at it and finding out, well, success is almost, well, accidental. Because success means that they didn't understand that they have never had the same customer twice. That the customers they did have, well, they quoted things at one price, provided services and products at a lower price, and, well, guess what? They were a $20 million company with $1 million in profit. If they'd been a $10 million company and turned down some of those customers, they would have had $2 million in profit. Wow. Without a plan, without an understanding of the financial resources, well, they just couldn't understand what was going on with their business. And so, understanding your customers, their profitability, the profitability of product lines, that financial performance, knowing where your money's coming from and where it's going, enables you to have a clarity of your vision and enables you to execute your strategy with efficiency and effectiveness. If you want to generate positive financial results, know where your current financial results are coming from. Understand how you're rewarding performance, what's going right and what's going wrong. Understand the financial aspects and the non-financial aspects. Everything you do in your business either generates revenues, profits, and cash, or it consumes your cash. And we want to do things that, when they consume our cash, give us an ability to generate more revenues, more profits, and more cash. Cash is the lifeblood of the business. So understanding that we want to be able to pull together a financial forecast of our future revenues, our costs, our expenses, our profits, and our cash flow means that we have to understand our business. And we need to understand it well. So here's some questions I want you to think about for writing your business plan. Where do I want my business to go? And how do I want it to grow? What direction is my business currently going? Is the product or service that I'm offering one that I want to be offering in the future? Or is it something that's becoming obsolete? How profitable is my current business strategy? Do I know where my profits are coming from? Which customers? Which projects? Which jobs? Which products? Which services? Where does my money come in to my business? Are all the customers I have profitable customers? How am I operating? Am I wasting money? Am I buying too many supplies? Am I not replacing the equipment I need? Does everyone have what they need, not necessarily what they want? So am I operating efficiently and effectively when it comes to the activities we choose to do? How we do those activities, and the results, financial and non-financial results, that those activities generate. Do I have the right team in place, the skill sets, the systems, for where I want my business to go and how I want it to grow? What external factors are driving the decisions I'm making now, and what factors are going to be out there in the future for that chart, that course I'm charting to go forward? What do I need to be concerned about? What can I count on? What opportunities do I see? What is my competition doing? What am I doing today that I'm really great at? What am I doing that's not working well? Who on my team is underperforming? Who on my team could I develop to be an even better performer? What do I need to change? Is it a different strategy? Do I need a different system, a different process, a new location, new team members, a different structure to the team? What would make what I'm doing now more successful? This is the starting point for self-awareness. You need to be focusing your business and aligning its activities to enable you to achieve more results with fewer resources. Wait a minute, you're saying fewer resources? Well, yes, because we always want to do more and more. But we also tend, when we want to do more, to spend more than we really need to. So when we sit down and say we want another $1 million in sales, or another $1,000 in sales. If we set a goal for spending less to get that next $1,000 in sales than it took us to get the last $1,000 in sales, then we're going to be stretching ourselves and we're going to be working towards a better profitability, a more positive cash flow. Oh, I'm not saying to undercut the things that we need to do, but sometimes we like to get those bells and whistles for things that we really don't need. It's things we want. So part of a business plan is being able to focus in like a laser on the things you know are needed, the things you know you have to do. You want precise actions and efforts to maximize the results you're getting. So whether you're going out for investors, or you're going to a bank for a loan, or you're going to be taking out a second mortgage on your home, or you're asking the ever-popular investors of American Express, Visa, MasterCard, and Discover Card to help you grow to the next stage, you need to know how you're going to cover those costs and that the those valuable dollars that you're borrowing, that you're taking in to give up an equity position in your company from an investor, that those dollars are going to be well spent and profitable. So you need your business planning process to be robust, to be comprehensive, and to be focused on results. You don't care what anyone thinks about the size of your business or the number of employees or those kind of things. Those are external things that, yes, people may look at. You're a $100 million revenue company with 500 employees. Well, that's great. If you're not profitable, it doesn't matter how much revenue you have, and those employees aren't going to be around very long. If you're a $10 million company with $3 million in profits and 10 employees, are you better off than the $100 million company with 500 employees and no profits? You answer the question. Understanding that building a financial model in this case I'm talking about is build your spreadsheet. Take your QuickBooks financial statements, take your balance sheet report, and take your profit and loss report and export them. Export them by month and take a look at that. And that's your starting point for building a financial model. It tells you where you've spent your money and the pattern with which you've spent your money month to month. And from there, you get a good foundation for building out what you want to do for the next 12 months, month by month. And for the 12 months after that, month by month. Then you can go quarter by quarter or year by year for years 3 to 5. But you really do want to look beyond tomorrow to next year and the year after to understand how the trajectory of your business is pointed. A robust financial forecast can help you understand where your money comes from, the sources, and where it's going to, the uses. Investors want to know that. Your banker wants to know that. Not only do they want to know where your sources of capital are coming from and the uses, they want to know there's enough capital there to get them a return on their investment. That's what they're in there for. The banker wants to get paid his interest payment and his principal payment. The investor wants a dividend, a return on investment, an appreciation of the capital, the equity share that they have in your business. The financial forecast, the pro forma financial statements, the budget, the financial model, that enables them to see how your strategy, your tactics, your plan, your team, how all of that's going to come together to produce results. In fact, if you can put together a business plan with financial forecasts, oh, they're not going to count them as 100% accurate. It's your best estimate as to what you want to do and what it's going to take to do that. But it gives them an understanding of the process that you're going through, that you're thinking, that you're understanding, that you're making a connection. And the more work you're doing and able to communicate to them about what you've done and what you're thinking and your plans, the better they understand you and your business, the less risk they perceive because you are doing this work. You're going through a process. You're disciplined. You're focused. You know the questions and you have the answers. That's what any stakeholder wants to know. They want to know that you're going to be able to hold your team, yourself, your business accountable and responsible for getting the results that you've planned to achieve. They want to know that you understand the risks and the rewards, the opportunities and the challenges for the year ahead and the year after that and the year after that. They want to know that you're in it for the long haul. They want to know that you're a going concern today and tomorrow and into the future. And I'm going to take a break right now and we'll be right back. Focus on Business are pleased to support Make-A-Wish of Eastern North Carolina. You can support Make-A-Wish of Eastern North Carolina by volunteering your time, donating a one-time or recurring gift, or giving through your workplace. You can also participate in fundraising events. For more information about Make-A-Wish of Eastern North Carolina, visit their website at www.eastnc.wish.org. Or
I'm the son of a good man. I'm the child of an angel. I'm the brother of a wild one. And I'm looking for direction. I'm the lover of a beauty. I'm the father of blessings. I'm the singer of a love song. But is that all I'm good for? This is who I am. Oh, this is who I am. So take me and make me something so much more. This is who I am. Oh, this is who I am. So change me and make me someone better than before. I'm a saint and a sinner. I'm a lover and a fighter. I'm a true believer with great desire. I'm a preacher of grace, prophet of love, teacher of truth. I've fallen down so many times, and here I stand in front of you. Yeah. This is who I am. Oh, this is who I am. So take me and make me something so much more. Oh, this is who I am. Oh, this is who I am. This is who I am.
is who I am. So take me and make me something so much more. This is who I am. Oh, this is who I am. So change me and make me someone better than before.
WCOM FM and Focus on Business would like to thank our Golden Voice underwriter, Focus Resources, an international consulting firm specializing in all things business, from startup to growth to turnarounds and more. Focus Resources is your partner in growing, running, and starting your business. Give them a call at 919-234-3960. Or visit their website at www.focusresources.inc. The Ronald McDonald House of Durham is built with love and offers a comforting home away from home and a community of support for seriously ill children and their families. How can you help? You can volunteer. Volunteer efforts help to maintain a safe, clean, friendly environment in which the families can live. These acts of love and kindness make this house more than a home away from home. You can donate. A little can change a lot. Every gift matters. Everything from hand lotions to home care products to little snacks and foods to the little things that make a house a home. You can reserve the community room for an upcoming meeting or event. There's no cost for this great resource. We simply want you to encourage you to bring items for our wish list or give a small financial donation. Oh, and speaking of the wish list, keeping the house stocked with basic home necessities requires a lot of food to be donated and supplies. Anything that you can do will make a difference for the Ronald McDonald House of Durham or the Ronald McDonald House in your community. For more information, call 919-281-1065 or send an email to the development team at info@ronaldhousedurham.org. That's info@ronaldhousedurham.org. Or visit our website at www.ronaldhousedurham.org. Focus on Business and WCOM would like to thank Harrington Bank, your community bank in Carrboro and Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank provides a unique and enjoyable banking experience. Harrington Bank is your neighbor. Get to know them at www.bankatharrington.com. That's Hello, and we're back. We were talking about financial results and business plans before the break. And I want to emphasize that financial results, everything you do in your business, is reflected in the numbers by a number that's there or by a number that's not there. So if your marketing is going well, if your business development and your sales efforts are going well, you're going to have revenues. If they're not, you're going to have less or no revenues. But you're going to have an expense for those activities. Your business is a summary of activities that it engages in. It's processes. And when you think about that, every activity has to pay for itself. Okay, in the old days, we used to talk about burden, overhead, backroom costs. And we will frequently think of those things maybe as not value added because they're not generating a sale directly. But those backroom items, the ability to make a payment, make a purchase, collect money from our customers, answer a customer question, run the business, those are not burden. Those are necessities. And so we have to understand how those necessities fit into the business equation and into our financial results. So just as business plans are not, well, academic exercises, they're not there for a grade. They're there to help us run the business. We have to understand that going through that exercise, going through the process of generating a business plan, is truly a valuable investment of our time and our resources to generate the most effective return on the investment of our money and our time, our stockholders, our employees' time, our vendors, all of those relationships in building a sound business that employs people, that is a strong part of the community. Business plans are necessities, not nice to have things for your business. In fact, when economic times are tough, when there are a lot of things are uncertain, having a business plan, a well thought out business plan, makes the difference between how your business is going to perform, and I'm going to argue a lot of times it makes the difference whether you're going to survive through bad economic times. Condé Nast magazine, Portfolio magazine, back in February of 2009, one of their writers, Kevin Meaney, wrote that companies that begin during bad times tend to be more purposeful and solid and have more potential to make a lasting impact than the tsunami of businesses that start during boom times. And if you think about that, you're thinking, well, that's kind of maybe counterintuitive. But Kevin's right, because when we start in lean times, we stay lean. We make every dollar count. We know every decision inside and out before we part with a dollar, because we know that's the make or break. In boom times, when the money's flowing in, the money flows out all too often, just as fast as it flows in. So a business plan acts as a tool of discipline. A business plan and its financial forecast translate into your operational strategies and plans for the coming year. January 1st is just coming around the corner, and that's typically a time when we think of a new period starting. Financially, personally, it's a time of newness when we can start over, where we can, you know, kick off the year with a great big push for more sales, for doing things differently. But doing things differently just for the sake of doing things differently, well, that's kind of a big risk, especially in uncertain and tight economic times. So business plans right now, even with just a couple weeks before the end of the year, if you take the time and invest it in generating a document, an outline, the basics of who you are and who you want to be in 2014, it will be an invaluable step towards actually achieving that in 2014. If you're tight on money and you're tight on time, you can be penny wise and, as the saying goes, pound foolish. Because a lot of times, because when we don't have a plan, we cut things without really realizing what it means to the business to cut that. Let's say you lay someone off. You hated to do it, but you laid off this person. And you suddenly realize, man, that was the only person in my company that could do some kind of computer programming, or that customer really liked, or whatever. And if you didn't understand in every aspect of your organization, its activities, and how each component played into it, you may find that that person you laid off was not the best person to have laid off. So take time, think through, look at all the people and the positions, the things they do that you know about, and ask about things you may not know that they do. You may not understand or be aware of everything that goes on in your business and when it's in automatic pilot, especially if it's been experiencing growth. Now, there's a temptation for most people to think that the process of writing the business plan is the goal. But again, it's the thinking through, the decision making, that asking the questions and finding the answers, of getting everyone on the same page, that's the important part of it. You may never write down a formal business plan. If you're not going out looking for investors or your banker's not asking for it, you may not end up with a 30 or 40 page business plan that explains the marketing strategy and the economic conditions and all those kind of things. But if you do a basic business plan that asks the who, the what, the when, the why, the how much, the where we're getting it from, where is it going to go to, what activities are working and what aren't, then you're going to understand about your business idea and its potential. You'll know how you and your team are going to do business. You know how you're going to make money, how you're going to compete, where you're going to operate, what it's going to take to develop and protect your competitive advantages. A business plan is not an academic exercise. It's not an intellectual exercise. It's a business necessity. If you aren't involved in the writing of your business plan, or in your organization has never done a business plan, I hope you've at least done a budget process of pulling together those numbers and knowing where they come from. If you don't do a budget process and you just kind of let things happen, well, God bless you. Because you're at the whim of change. You're subject to whatever is going on in the marketplace. And you're going to be reacting rather than acting to make change. Every year, at some level, you should be examining your business plan. You should be developing budgets and forecasts. You should be deciding how you're going to be in charge of your future. You can need to look at the deliverables and the timelines and the milestones that you want to achieve. You want to know and where you're going, and you want to know when you're not getting there. You want to know the difference between having a plan and having the plan that's going to work for you and your organization. Not just any business, your business. Don't go on the internet and find a business that's, let's say you have a gas station, and you can find a gas station plan on the internet. Again, God bless you, because that gas station is not located where your gas station is. It doesn't have the issues that your gas station has. It doesn't have the people. It doesn't have the opportunities or the challenges. Oh, there are similarities, yes. It's a gas station. But it's not your gas station. And the owner of that gas station and that business plan off the internet is not you. And so we're talking about your business, your team, your future, your success. So today, start writing your business plan. Start thinking through what you want your business to become starting on January 1st, 2014. Look for the opportunities and look for the pitfalls. Look at the dollars you've been spending and what they've been getting you. And get an estimate. Make a budget. Develop a forecast for what it's going to take to get your business to be the business you want it to be in 2014. 2015, 2016, and beyond. Understand your customer and the marketplace. Understand your competition. Understand what you need to become the business you want to be. The ability to succeed will translate into the numbers you want, into the revenues, the expenses, and the timing of cash flows. Your revenues are price times volume. And you need to know where the revenues are coming from right now from your customers. And you need to know if those customers are profitable. Who's buying your products and why? What does the customer think about your business? Can you see your business through your customer's eyes and know why they bought from you and not from someone else? Don't underestimate the amount of money it will take to grow your business. Don't underestimate the capability of your existing organization. And don't overestimate it either. Be realistic. A business plan that's not realistic is not a good business plan. Plans can change, and they will change. But it's easier to take out an eraser or start a new page on your computer than it is to get your money back when you've made a bad decision because you weren't thinking ahead as to how your business would grow. Business plans done well and done early with attention to detail enable your business to assess more accurately the money it needs throughout its life. It gives you an early reality check that enables your organization to not sink because cash is scarce. Fully understand your organization, its monetary needs, its team, and what you do well and who you serve best. Business plans are simply necessities. They're one tool in the toolbox of your business that you can't afford not to have. Take the time, make the effort, and start writing your business plan today. It's going to be the direction for your business. Define your business, plan your operations, forecast your results, and then find the audience for your business. Those customers that can only buy from you because you're the one they want to do business with. And remember, tomorrow's a new day. 2014 is around the corner. What will you make of your business and its results in 2014? What do you want to achieve? Envision that success. Develop the capability, understand the financial impact, and go for it. Because 2014 is just moments away, and you can achieve all that you want to achieve with a little hard work and a great business plan. Thanks for joining us today on Focus on Business.